Good morning, guys. I am down here at the High Court in Auckland for the Baby Will court case. And as most of you should know by now, I am 7 months pregnant. So Vinny and I could be in this same position in under 2 months. So I just wanted to come down and show support. Vinny unfortunately couldn't be here today. He's feeling a little bit triggered with the whole court case thing, so he's at home, but I'm here representing, so you have me. And I just had this lovely lady come up and say hello.
Hi.
Is
this Vinny?
This is his live. Yeah, I'm live.
Oh,
on his
hi,
page.
Vinny.
Well, Vinny's at home, but I'm doing a live.
Yeah, amazing.
Because you know, I've got that little one in there.
Yeah,
and if any of you didn't know, it's a boy. We can tell you now because we had our baby shower yesterday. And so it's going to be a mini Vinny.
Awesome.
A little baby boy. And just like Will. So that's why I've come down here today. Because if any of us that haven't been jabbed want to get some unjabbed blood, if we have any children, we could be in the same position. So everybody's here to show their support. And I might just do a little bit of a walk around and then come back and say hello to you. Where are you? Over there? Okay, this one here? Okay. All right, I'm going to turn it around, guys, and go and talk to a few people here. Oops. Here we go. So I'll just show you how many people are here. I'm right at the front of the courthouse. Heaps of people today. Lots more than the other day. I couldn't make it to anything because we had our baby shower yesterday. On Sunday. And Monday, I didn't even know the vigil was on down at the hospital.
Hello.
Hello. I'm on Vinny Eastwood's page. Would you like to say something to the people watching?
I'd just like to say...
I have to come close because there's not very good mic.
I'd just like to say, doctors, get out of your intellect and look deep into your heart.
Yeah.
That's all I'd like to say.
Yeah, exactly.
And show some love.
Yeah.
What do you do with your Hippocratic oath?
Well, do they take a Hippocratic oath? Vinny said that they don't take Hippocratic oaths anymore. There was a certain point where they don't have to take them now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
no?
Really?
That's what he said.
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like it because they're getting away with it, aren't they? It's almost becoming like the new place for the butcher. I'm living, yep. Yep, I'm living. Oh, give me a hug. I'll have a hug. Yes. What's your name?
I watch Vinny and Vinny
Tupai. Oh, awesome. Yeah, their case is on Thursday. This Thursday. So it's another big one because if they are found guilty, that means we have no Bill of Rights Act. So, hi, Brian. Thank you. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
This is my surrogate brother, everyone. He is like the best guy ever. What do we got on the sign? mRNA vaccine inventor, Dr. Robert Malone says, warning, don't vaccinate children. Yeah, so how can we justify putting the blood of vaccinated people in a tiny little 4-month-old baby if he's saying not even to have the vaccine at all? It's just madness. You think we're going to win today?
No.
No?
I think the death squad...
I've got to come a bit closer because the mic's not that good.
The death squad will say to the judge, don't you dare let them win. You know, I don't know. You know, but all I know that, you know, just I think all the judges in New Zealand are controlled by BlackRock and by Vanguard.
Yeah.
And I don't think... You're fighting a really, really hard battle, you know, when they won't even see the truth, and the truth is they can't, you know, we know that.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to turn this around so we're both on it. I was watching David Icke on the Counterspin live the other day. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
I'm live.
Hi.
Say hi on Vinny's page.
Hi, Vinny.
He's at home. He couldn't make it today, but I've come down to represent Team Vinny.
Yeah.
And I've got the mini Vinny here.
Mini Vinny.
It's a boy.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, what we were saying is, like, Vinny and I don't believe that Well, David Icke kind of said it the other day on the live stream with Counterspin, that we don't have a democracy. We have fake democracies.
Yeah.
And they basically own us. We are owned by these dark occultist motherfuckers. And it's going to be very interesting to see if they take the custody from Sam and what's the father's name? It's Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, that's what they've been trying to do. That's what they want to do.
I think they'll be all right.
You think they'll be all right?
All right? Yeah.
Well, I wish I was more optimistic, but I'm a bit more cynical.
Way more cynical.
Yeah.
I don't think they win, but like in the end, you know.
Come on, guys.
Well, positive.
Fight the tribe.
Yeah. I know, but there's also like we can't ignore what we, you know, the truth of what we've seen.
We know what they're like, but you know, they've all got to fall someday. I mean, we've got to put a line in the sand. When it comes to children, that line's in the sand.
Oh, absolutely.
So we've got to stand by that line. And
yeah.
If it does, then we go to civil rest.
Yeah.
And rewrite the whole country.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what's going to happen today.
Sorry.
I'll be pissed off. I mean, I've got a little boy in here, and I could be in the same position in 2 months if anything happens to him and he needs blood, you know? So that's
hey, look,
messing with the mama bear.
Yeah, but the main thing is, right, is that that's the whole point to them, right? The whole point is that Jacinta made the line. She made the apartheid. She made the line between vaxxed and unvaxxed, okay? So what does she expect? She created it, she separated us, so we all have our own blood, she can keep her vax blood. She can keep the vax blood, we'll keep our unvax blood. We've got enough donors, we've got enough, you know?
Well, there's no reason why we can't have our own unjab blood. They've got 20 donors lined up, so what's the problem?
Yeah.
The problem is that they don't want us to have our freedom.
They got 30 in the first hour of court last time, and then they've had hundreds, Liz has had hundreds of emails inundated and more donations. So there'll be over 100 donations by now.
And also the website for New Zealand Blood Transfusers has said you can donate blood, but they've taken that down 6 months ago.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi.
I'm sorry, you guys. Give me 1 second.
I just had Sue and Kiwi. Oh, hang on, just let me turn this.
You can take videos of me.
I'll video you guys and you video me.
We're live streaming, you live streaming us. Yay. All right, so guys, for you people that don't know, this is Rebecca. This is Vinny Eastwood, partner.
This is his little boy.
This is Vinny Eastwood's little boy, is it?
Yep. We're allowed to say it's a boy now because we had our baby shower yesterday. On Sunday.
Okay,
and gender reveal. Thank you.
A gender reveal, too.
Yeah.
So, we noticed that you're here. Vinny probably couldn't make it, but obviously this means heaps to you and Vinny as well as most of the rest of us. How are you feeling right now with all of this going on?
Honestly, like I feel like I could be in this position in a couple of months' time if anything is wrong with the baby, and I don't want to even have a baby in the hospital to start with, so there could be complications with home birth and then, you know, going to the hospital, and then what are they going to do? They're going to say, you know, you have to have unjabbed blood because otherwise your baby's going to die, and it seems like coercion, you know, again it seems like bribing and twisting the truth, because they can never make up anything original for themselves, so they have to just invert everything and make everything into a lie. And so they're basically telling, you know, I feel like they're telling the mainstream media and the masses that they're bad parents, and they're not bad parents.
Exactly.
Well, they've launched a slander campaign against the parents to try and sway, in my opinion, the judge's decision on parents' sanity, the mother's sanity, so that they can actually take the power away from the parents to make this decision. And I think that's the most disgusting
part I've ever seen. Because they care more about their kids than other people who have gone and got them jabbed, in my opinion. Well, and they haven't looked at the safety studies of the vaccines. They have looked at it, they have looked at the data, they have done the research, and still they're trying to be, the government are trying to gaslight them and tell them that their version of reality is not true. And it's just absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to be sick. And to think that I could be in that position, I had to come down here today. I couldn't make it to the vigil last night or the other court case, but I came here today. I was late, but I was guided by God because I got a park right there. until 12, you know, 2 hours for $7. And like other times when I've gone to court with Vinny, it was $60 for like 3 hours. So I'm definitely meant to be here. And I'm feeling like, honestly, to be honest, I'm very cynical because I know a lot about our owners. I've watched Mark Passio. And that the cold hard truth is, I'm sorry guys, but these people think they fucking own us. Excuse my language, but they think they own us and our babies, and they don't. And this is now a fight for the right to own our sovereignty, our bodies, and our children's bodies and the children's future. And we have to come here because they might turn around to us one day and be like, Mum, Dad, what were you doing? You know, like Dave Reich was saying on Counterspin the other night, what were you doing when all this stuff was going down? Did you just sit at home and twiddle your thumbs? Did you, like, help to bring this in? Or did you stand up and fight? So I know where I want to be when my babies ask me where I was.
You were not a cattle, and you fought against the idea of them making us into cattle.
Yeah.
Good on you.
No matter what they do, no matter what they do and say about us, We know the truth. We know what's right. We know there's no safety data. We know that there's blood clots coming out of people. We know it's killing people, it's maiming people, it's harming people. And we know why they're doing it.
Yeah, and we're not here because our lawyers told us to get here and defend this, because if these people win this case and set a precedent, then there might be opening up liabilities to sue the blood bank by using vaccinated blood without filtering everything out of it properly, without studies.
Oof. I hope it gets to that, because there's a lot of reparations that are needed for people all over this country who've lost businesses, jobs, families, marriages, you know, like just everything you can think of. It's infiltrated everything, and I feel like these dark occultists are just sitting up in their mansions, just laughing at us.
That's okay.
And at the end of the day, this life is not permanent, right? We have a soul, and they're never going to fucking get that. They're never going to get our soul. And that's what they're trying to get.
Amen.
That's what they're trying to get, and they'll never get it. I'll never give it to them. And my babies, you know? And that's what they're doing too, and that's what everybody here is for. And there's heaps of people. Like, look at all these people. They all care. They all know this. You know, it would be better if there was a bit more. But there's probably people who couldn't make it, and people all over New Zealand who are watching the lives and are supporting from home, because this is almost like an end game, you know? This is end game. If they take the parental rights away from these two, this country is going to explode.
Yeah, if these parents don't have the right to choose whether or not a vaccinated blood product goes into their child that's only 4 months old, what chance do we have of having any rights to decline the vaccine?
Exactly.
What you make, you own, and that child is for them. It's not for the state.
And how beautiful is his little eyes, you know? Like, it's like Liz was saying, I was watching the live the other time, you know, like, he knows what his purpose is. He's come here to shine a light on this and hopefully wake up some more people, because that's what we need. The more people who are awake, the more people who are here standing up and saying no. They can't control the individual, even though they think they own us. They can only control us in the cultural Marxist groups, like, oh, you're a white man, you're a white woman, you're a black man, you're a black woman, whatever. We can just scrub all that shit and be like, no, you're Sue, you're Kiwi, I'm Rebecca, and this is what I believe. And no one's going to stop that, you know? No one's going to change that.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Rebecca's audience.
Tell
them
we said hi.
Yeah. I will.
Bye.
All right, guys. Have a good one. All right, let's go see what they're talking about on the speaker. We'll get some signs here. I'm just going to try to get to the front because I'm a shorty, not like a tallie like Vinny.
And we're not going to let this rest.
Here's
one. Keep on going. And we'll make damn sure of it. Thank you.
Kill you, everybody. Sorry.
I've actually taken this moment. I was contacted by a beautiful brother who was a warrior for us down in Wellington. Even though our babies are going through it, some of our brothers and sisters are going through this too. And I'm very privileged to play this for you, so that you know for sure that this is happening to adults as well. This man has a young family. He started a group called the Fuck Up New Zealand page. No K on it. And his name is Anuru Brown. So if you would allow me to play his message for Will, I'd really love for you to listen to this. So I hope that this plays through the phone.
Okay guys, I'm going to turn this stop and start it again because it was sideways. I thought I had it right, but